The last and final phase, as we're coming back down to grounding in again into Wu Qi, is through the elements. So we've gone through the angelic realm, the animal part of the soul, and now we're into the elemental, which is going to bond us back into our physical world. So we do this by imagining a mountain. The vision is this: there's a huge mountain, and you are that mountain. A gigantic mountain, the biggest mountain in the world. You are that mountain. Feel how solid you are, how deep that mountain goes into the earth. And there's a lake, huge lake all around that gigantic mountain. And it's a crystal clear, perfect blue sky day. Not a breath of wind, not a cloud in the sky, and the sun is shining brightly, and there's a perfect reflection of the mountain and the lake. So what you have here is the four elements: earth, air, fire, and water. Earth, the mountain. Air, the sky, windless sky. Fire, the sun. Water, the lake. That represents your physical body, your physical earth, poise and power and presence, stillness, stability, solidity of the mountain, solid as a rock. The equanimity of your emotions, pure feelings, absolute equanimity and stillness, calm, placid, like the lake, perfectly still, emotional poise and equanimity. Your mind is absolutely at peace, totally clear, no thoughts, with that clear blue sky, and your spirit is shining through perfectly, illuminating everything, the sun. And that's how you come down. Once you've gone through the animal realm, you start coming back down into Wu Qi, and you keep the hands moving there as the mountain forms, and then your hands go down into the lake, and you imagine that lake and that mountain, and you be the mountain, solid, peaceful, still. And you access tremendous stillness and poise there. And you anchor in all of that power, all of that stuff that you've just done, you anchor it into your physical world through the stillness and the poise. Very, very powerful thing here, through the elements. You see how this equation works? It's all encompassing. Incredible practice, this. Totally channeled, instant download, after 9 years practicing one single standing posture, Wu Qi. That's my story. That's my Qigong story. Instant download, a flash of pure inspiration, the whole thing channeled through. 3 years ago, from the date of this recording, and I've been practicing it silently and privately for the last 3 years, understanding the system, perfecting the system, refining the system, and now I'm being prompted by my guides, by my guardians, by my invisible spiritual helpers, life itself, prompting me to get it out there in the world. And you're one of the first people hearing about this, so congratulations. Welcome to one of the most powerful, effective, instantly noticeable spiritual practices available on planet Earth. So your hands go deep into the lake, and you imagine yourself first as the mountain, experiencing all of that poise and stillness, and then you see an image of yourself in Wu Qi, that standing posture, on top of the mountain. And just enjoy that for a while. Just stand there in Wu Qi, above it all, on the biggest mountain in the world, feeling the magnificence of that. And then when you're ready, you look over the mountain, down into the lake. And you look for the reflection of yourself standing on top of the mountain in the lake, and go to the deepest part of the lake, and go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper still through the lake into the center of the earth. And that's what gives you access once again through the portal into the ancestral constellation, ancestral matrix, and you can begin again the whole sequence. Forgiveness, release, prayer, blessing, love, gratitude, washing clean the ancestral realm, scooping it up, anointing yourself and remembering to come up through the mother and father. It's a beautiful, amazing practice, and I wish you so many blessings with it.